Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. You remember, you can always, if you missed part of the show, if you missed our great interview this morning with Eric Burleson up in the swamp talking about this horrible budget deal that we clearly have averted, then you can just go back on the app. You can hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app, or we post those up for you on our podcast. Every segment is podcast. We make it really easy for you to find out what's going on. So I hope you can go back and do that. Of course, you follow us on Facebook. We're interacting with people and sharing questions with our guests as we move through the morning. We're on all the socials now, and you can check us out there and interact with us on Facebook for sure. Love having you here. We're going to get to Festivus before the end of the show here. We kind of do our gift exchange on the morning show because Carl is abandoning us tomorrow to drive 2,000 miles round trip in 4 days.
That would be great.
Yes, have fun. Let's get to our guest, please, right now.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
All right, buddy. How are you? Never a dull moment in Washington, D.C., huh?
Never a dull moment, and I'm down in Mar-a-Lago escaping the cold weather. But hold on. Full stop. You buried the lead. Where's Carl going?
I'm going to Florida.
He's coming down there.
I'll come see you.
Well, listen, I'm in West Palm Beach. It's about 73 degrees, and the sun is coming out. I keep surfboards down here, Carl. Come on, we'll leave them here. I've got to leave the Mar-a-Lago post, which I don't know how I got that, which is quite lucky to have. I haven't had it the entire, you know, past several months, but all of a sudden I show up on day one. Trump holds a press conference, which was wild in itself. But come on down. The weather is great. I got to go to New York tomorrow because I got a bunch of anchoring filling in coming up. But I'll tell you, it's really funny because, you know, I was obviously in that press conference on Monday and it was all exciting and all that stuff. And things got quiet. And then, of course, we've had so much going on with the border, with the South African terrorists, to the dozen plus TDA gang members in Aurora. And everybody was like, well, you just take it easy down there, Mar-a-Lago, no news. And then all of a sudden, wham. Trump just absolutely torpedoes the CR and adds the debt ceiling to it, which wasn't even on the bingo card.
Well, what was not on my bingo card was the fact that Jeff Bezos was at Mar-a-Lago dining with Trump. Did you see him? He was with Musk last night, right?
Yeah, I did. It's interesting. We didn't see it because, again, we're not at Mar-a-Lago. All of the media is just across the causeway at hotels and doing our live shots because you can't set up, you know, like you do at the White House. It's just not set up like that at Mar-a-Lago. And the security, by the way, is crazy. It is so fortified to even get to Mar-a-Lago on the day that I had to go for the press conference on Monday. It's like 2 hours to even get in there.
Wow.
But there's a lot of people that, you know, are members of Mar-a-Lago, and that's how we get, you know, see on social media the video of Bezos and Laura Sanchez last night. And fortunately, we've got some great Fox viewers. So I had people, multiple people telling me last night, we were at dinner at a barbecue place called Pig Beach, which, by the way, is awesome if you ever get down here, Carl. Remember, write that down, Carl. Pig Beach. You want to go there.
And, I've been to West Palm. The Cardinals used to do spring training there before they moved to Jupiter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll tell you, they had the Wagyu Wednesday burger night. Ooh. It was something to die for. But in any event, people were coming up. Two different people came up to me unsolicited and said, hey, we watch Fox News. Hey, you know, we're members of Mar-a-Lago, and Bezos is over there. And you know, ultimately, look, the larger point, I was making this, I think, yesterday with Cavuto, was that, you know, Wall Street, Silicon Valley are no longer the center of the economic universe. It's Mar-a-Lago right now, and all of these billionaires coming through here, and particularly Silicon Valley, whether it's Zuckerberg, Bezos, you name it, TikTok CEO, they're all coming here to, as the Wall Street Journal says, kiss the ring, bend the knee, and slip the big check, not only because they see that their opposition to the guy last time didn't work, but also I think they see real opportunity from an economic standpoint and the tax cutting, which is kind of obvious, but also the potential for AI and what lies ahead. And so, you know, Democrats are railing. I saw Bernie Sanders, among others, just railing about, you know, the billionaires have taken over this CR. But I think in the larger picture, it's going to be really quite the big story of the first part of his term.
I would love to be a fly on the wall of that meeting because, you know, Trump has redefined the paradigm with what you expect from a president because he's just real. He just says what's on his mind. I wonder if Jeff Bezos left there with a Trump watch. I bet he made him buy one before he let him leave.
Sir, you have to buy a Trump Bible at the very least.
And some tennis shoes.
Well, and, you know, you raise such a good point, and forgive the train passing me right now. So you saw exactly what you're talking about, Mark, the point of the difference in Trump. On Monday, before he did that press conference, he had Masayoshi Son, the head of the Japan's SoftBank, investing $100 billion in AI tech, and it was going to provide for 100,000 jobs. And while he walks him out there, he's like, And Masayoshi is so generous, and we've got a great relationship. And Masa, do you want to tell the press here gathered that you're doubling down? You're doing 200, right? You're doing 200. And he was like, Matt, we're going to try. Maybe, I don't know. Put him on the spot, kept pushing him. And then Masayoshi got all flustered and said, as the president says, he wants to double down, and we will certainly try because he's going to be a great president. And it's like, It's the real time. You just don't know what you're going to do, but you better be careful because he's gonna probably come out on top.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm certain of it. So you get to fly back to D.C. just in time for the government shutdown. That's going to be your timing is impeccable, my friend.
No, I'm going straight here to New York.
Oh, that's
got
right.
Me,
right.
Here's a little teaser. It's not out there, but you know, Fox and Friends weekend. I haven't done that in a long time. I'm doing that this weekend. With my colleague Peter Ducey. So it's going to be an interesting Fox and Friends weekend, Jenkins and Peter Ducey. And then I'll be in New York all the way through Christmas doing a little bit of anchoring from America's Newsroom to Fox and Friends to the America Reports, you name it. I'm like the Captain D-list fill-in holiday anchor at your service.
Griff, you're the best, my friend. I have to tell people, we deal with a lot of people at the network news level. Nobody is like Griff Jenkins. So you got to do me a favor. You're working with Peter Ducey, right? Every morning here on the show, we get a rundown on what they're doing on Fox that morning, and we can put in requests for different TV people. If it's Griff Jenkins, I know I got a pretty good chance of getting him on the radio, right? Every time
I have requested Peter Ducey. He's turned me down. So when you're on the couch and you're in a commercial break, say, hey, I got this really great guy in St. Louis named Mark Cox, and I know he asks you to come on his show sometimes. You should do it, Peter.
You got it.
All right.
I will become, listen, I've never been a lobbyist, but I live in Washington with a lot of them. This is, not only am I willing to help you because you guys are my friend, but also because this is my first chance in my life to lobby somebody.
This is a resume builder, Griff.
He has no idea what's coming.
I will grease the skids for you, my friend. I promise. If we're playing lobbyists here, I'll get my donation in early and often. Don't you worry.
That sounds good, guys.
Hey, have a great Christmas, Griff, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and we'll catch up with you. Who knows what the future holds, but it's going to be exciting and fast-paced, I'm sure of that.
No doubt about it. Thank you. Griff Jenkins down into Mar-a-Lago. He's in a better place this morning, bragging about it being in the 70s. How about that?
Not a bad assignment.
I'm telling you, man. Honestly, though, I just had to ask. I hate to put Griff on the spot like that, but every time Peter Ducey is at the live at the White House, and I'd love to get that guy on because he was the only one during the Biden administration that ever asked any hard questions, and he just about won't do local radio in the morning. He only wants to do the network stuff. So come on, Peter, loosen up a little bit.
Let's see if Griff can do some lobbying for us.
Maybe Griff will bring it up for me. We'll see what happens. I don't know. One of the other great people in DC right now, Shannon Bream, just as nice in person as she is on the air, and she's going to join us in just a couple of minutes to give us her thoughts on maybe those drones and the continuing resolution budget debate.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context and tab switching that drains employee focus and costs your company. Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to write clearly and on brand without disrupting workflow. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more.
We'll be back.
This effort to carry out the mass deportations begins. I know you said it starts on day one, but after how many days will we actually start to see that happening?
Day one. Day one will be ICE officers across the country will be out on the streets. Right out of the gate, President's made it clear, and I made it clear, their priority right out of the gate is public safety threats and national security threats. And
yep, Tom.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. Absolutely, the next 4 years are not going to be boring with Tom Homan in office for sure. Shannon Bream, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Here we are. Congress wants to get out of town and go on holiday vacation, and so do you probably, and you have to plan a show for Sunday, and there's just nothing to talk about. I really feel bad for you.
Listen, they do this with the government funding. They do it around the holidays because they know it'll put pressure on everybody to get a deal done. But it also can do what's happening this week, which is blow up in your face and have a lot of angry members and their families who have plans for the holidays, and we are about to run out of money.
I heard somebody say yesterday that the joke in Washington is that nothing motivates congressmen like the smell of jet fuel.
Exactly.
Thanks. So it kind of seems like, from our perspective here in flyover country, that they waited till the last minute intentionally in hopes of cramming some stuff through that they otherwise might not have been able to achieve. And it looks like Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy and Donald Trump are kind of on to them.
Yeah, I mean, you've got this right. This happens. It's right at the holidays. It's must get it done. It's everybody jams it up like a Christmas tree, they call it, with all of these ornaments and special projects and things they want. And here's the deal. Speaker Johnson knew that what they were asking for would require Democrat votes. I mean, he's got such a tiny majority there that he knew he'd have to make a deal with Democrats. So they made a deal, but that included adding a lot of their stuff to the Christmas tree, too.
Yeah.
And we are in a different age where, a tweet from Elon Musk can change the entire dynamic.
So I wanted to ask you about the CEO suspected killer, Luigi Mangione. I saw he was in court this morning, and I believe that's the extradition hearing, right? And he's been fighting that, but it sounds like it's really just an effort to slow down the case.
Mm-hmm.
How is this expected to play out, you think?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like his legal team is walking towards, we're going to do this extradition, we're going to move it forward. There are new charges in recent days against him, too. So I think they know that it's just about inevitable at this point. And it's stunning to me as I sit here in Midtown Manhattan, a couple blocks from where this happened just a couple of weeks ago, just how quickly this is moving. And it's certainly one of those cases that has captured national attention. But you've got a lot of New Yorkers here who there has been the perception that the, you know, local authorities and people here are not that tough on crime. They are fired up about this. And so there's a lot of tough talk about exactly how he's going to pay for what he allegedly did just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting to see. I mean, I understand there was a GoFundMe page for this guy who gunned down somebody allegedly in cold blood there in Manhattan.
I mean, people are getting tattoos of his face.
It is sick. I mean, and you understand, listen, we all have probably had a fight with our health insurance company at some point. I've been through this with serious illnesses for myself, for my husband, for friends. But obviously, there are ways to go after reform and change without going to this extreme step. It shows you how frustrated people are, but also how sick they can be. Yeah. Our reporter, Brian Yenis, is out there reporting on the hearing this morning, and there are people standing out there with signs that are supporting this guy. And it's stunning to me that they would show their faces, that they're not worried about losing their jobs. There is a guy there who actually told our reporter he'd lost his job because of his public support for this suspect. It's a really stunning thing to watch in real time.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Sort of like the drone story. I don't know, Shannon, it's catching fire around the country. Kim and I were driving into work this morning at 4 a.m., and we both spotted the same thing driving down the interstate, right? We saw lights, and and I recorded a little bit of video of it on my phone, even though I shouldn't while I was driving, and I posted it up on my Facebook page. Was it a drone? Was it not? We're having this debate. Mm-hmm. It was probably a helicopter. I don't know. Have you gotten any satisfaction out of their answers on this?
No, and you also have, remember, the authorities saying some people are mistaking what are stars for drones.
Yeah, like, no.
You are insulting our intelligence so many levels with this story. I think we all know the difference between a star, which appears stationary from thousands of light years away, to a drone that's like within distance of hovering over someone's home. And I think we all have the same questions. It doesn't make sense for you to say there's nothing to worry about. President Biden said nothing nefarious here. But then also, you can't tell us that you know what and who these drones are being operated by. Why should we not have some kind of fears? I mean, I dug this number out yesterday because I was interested. Pew and their polling where they asked people, do you trust the federal government? It was only like a 22%. People feel like we have not gotten the full story on a lot of big stories over the past couple of years, and they don't feel like we're getting the truth now.
You know, and I don't want to have you comment on something if you haven't read this yet, but the Daily Mail's reporting this morning that they think Jill Biden is urging Joe to burn the place down before he leaves because they sense that that she and Joe are mad at the Democrat establishment, mm-hmm. and they're angry mm-hmm. that this is going on.
Well, you will be happy to know that the Daily Mail is in my morning lineup
of things
I check. So I have seen this article. And gosh, this has been the rumor for weeks in Washington that Dr. Jill and President Biden were not happy with how he was tossed off the ballot and how they didn't feel there were people defending them. You know, now there's this call by President Biden to, you know, crack down on stock trading by, you know, members of Congress and their families. That's seen as a jab at Nancy Pelosi because her husband, Paul, is just a wizard at the stock market, apparently. So, yeah, there's this real sense. And whether it's just foolishness or there's any truth to it, there's a real sense that they feel betrayed by a lot of people they thought should be supporting them as they walk out of Washington.
Well, Shannon, we appreciate your time throughout the year. We really do. And I hope you have a great Christmas, you and your family.
You too. Merry Christmas, you guys. God bless you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Shannon Bream there. Tune in to Fox News Sunday, of course. She sounds like she's maybe up in New York doing some work this week, but she'll be back in the chair, I'm sure, for Fox News Sunday. Maybe we'll know by Sunday. I assume we'll know by Sunday if it's shut down or not. Right?
Oh, yeah, I would think.
I'm celebrating. I'm having a cocktail if they shut it down. That's the greatest thing that could happen. Period.
Don't wait until New Year's Eve.
Don't worry.
Pop that bottle of Prosecco or champagne
I didn't say I was waiting, but I will have another drink when they shut it down. That's all I'm saying. All right, speaking of which, we got our own little Festivus to get to here. We'll exchange some gifts here on the morning show when we come back after the break. We'll be right back. Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. They both hit on the same day this year. How about that? So whatever you're celebrating, happy to you. We'll have our own little version of a Festivus here. We brought in some gifts because Carl is leaving town late tonight on a 2,000-mile round-trip journey to collect his daughter and bring her back for
holidays. No, that's not true. I am getting my daughter's things. She's down there for another 2 weeks.
Oh, she's not coming back for Christmas?
No.
Oh, I thought you were getting
her down there on the first.
And the things.
Oh, no. We're just getting her. We're getting her on New Year's Day.
Did she just want to stay and party? I mean, what's going on?
No, she still has to work. She's in the Disney College program, and they have her scheduled all the way till January 2nd. But my wife...
So what's she going to do without her things?
She's going to live out of a suitcase for a week or two.
Okay.
But my wife says it's St. Louis and Chicago weather. We should plan on going down there, getting her things early in case there is inclement
weather. Bad
weather.
It's good to have a planner in charge. Thank you. Yeah. So at 11:30 tonight,
as soon as Justin Timberlake is over,
okay, puts everything back in the box, then you get to get in your car and drive all the way down to Florida.
14 hours
straight through.
Is it 14 hours to Orlando?
Because
that's where you're going, right?
12 and a half.
Okay. All right.
But you have to get gasoline.
I remember when planning that trip, we always try to figure out what time we're going to be going through Atlanta because the traffic is always a nightmare.
Yeah.
So that's 10 hours.
Nashville, Atlanta's halfway.
Yeah, so that's, well, no, it's, how long is it going to take you to get there from here to Atlanta?
It's about...
Eight hours?
It's 6 to Nashville.
Okay.
And then another 2.5.
Okay,
to
8
Atlanta.
Hours. All right, so,
so
you're going to hit it early in the morning.
Sucks. Atlanta traffic is worse.
Well, good luck, Carl. But since you won't be here, I've got you a little present. If you want to open yours first, it's in the glorious bag over there, but it's wrapped in something.
Let's get jolly.
So you have to check that out.
Wait a minute.
Up. Now you'll know if you're. This is not great radio because unless you're watching on the feed here right now, but of course. I got Carl some of what I was bragging about earlier.
Bonded.
The bonded Tennessee whiskey from Old Dominic, which I enjoy a lot. And something you can't get just anywhere, Carl.
No, you can't. It's a Mark Cox Morning Show shirt with the
logo, but it's long sleeve because
I know, I like that.
there aren't any of those in production right now. Just so you know, my friend Richie over at Whiskey Dickerson ran a special order for me with those in it, and you'll each be getting a parting gift this morning.
By the way, you must be like our family where we go around and everyone stares at you while you open the gift versus the other families who think that's very weird and they all grab a gift and everyone just opens at the same time because people have strong feelings about what way is better.
That's true. That is true. Anything in a gift bag like that you know has liquor involved in it, Ethan, which is a good thing, right? Once
that's
he's
huge.
Very gently pulling
hey,
that out of
what
it.
That's what
Ethan
she said.
Got.
That's good. There you go.
Ooh, oh, sweet.
Nice bottle of Four Roses.
Thank you.
Small batch for you there, Ethan, and to you and your family, Merry Christmas.
And a long sleeve shirt.
And a Mark Cox t-shirt to go with
it. It's cold in the studio. We always talk about that.
It is freezing outside because they keep opening up the windows and going outside.
Yeah, they're doing some work on the roof out here. Kim, what'd you get? All right. Now, bear in mind, my wife played a role in this.
Ooh, you can't go wrong with this. Also, body lotion and body wash, which I am like a lizard in the winter. My gosh, my hands have been so dry. I've been using so much lotion.
I went and actually bought that, but my wife said, you have to get the body wash and the lotion that match so they're not miss-scented.
That's true.
Is that okay?
I do like that. Yeah,
all right,
that's a great gift. Thank you.
All right, just a little something for you there, that's for sure. All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
It's not for Michael?
What am I supposed to? No, Michael cannot have any of that.
Open up that one. That one's mine.
This one?
Yes.
All right. Nice. All right.
This is the only one that's wrapped.
Ooh, look at that. Whiskey, West District whiskey flavored fudge.
Yes.
We're opening this
now.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
I've never heard
that. My wife saw that and she said, this is what you're getting, Mark, for Christmas.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
And then those are from Ethan.
Yeah,
which
it's
here?
In two parts.
The red one.
Oh, the red one. All right. So this looks like a record album of some sort. Well, maybe a little Van Halen album or some Led Zeppelin or Edward Van Halen. Look at that!
Look at
isn't this nice? I'll show this to the camera for people that are watching. But it's like a picture of
it's
Edward Van Halen.
Actually.
Oh, is
nice.
It really?
Yeah, the artist is actually on the back of it.
Yeah, I see that.
We saw him up at that, what is it, the Festival of Seven Hills?
Yes.
He was out there doing those, and I was like,
fantastic.
I saw it, I was like, immediately, buying
this
that.
Is what Mark is getting for
yeah.
Eddie.
I was like, am buying it.
Eddie in his prime. Thank you, Ethan.
Oh, he's still
very
drunk.
Thoughtful. What's that?
He was still drunk then.
Oh, was he still? Yeah. Okay, well, yeah. You mean Eddie?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Look at that. Look at that little Reagan Bush shirt for
nice.
Me. 84. That's cool. I've got a long sleeve version of that. I don't have the short sleeve version. Thank
there you go.
Does the whole studio awesome. Smell like vanilla now?
Oh, did you try some?
Yeah, I can smell it.
Can you smell it?
That's a good thing.
It
all
does
right,
not
good.
Stink, so that's good.
All right, Kim, you're up.
Your turn, Kim. What else you got? What else you opening, huh?
Delicious cookies from Carl.
Oh, nice.
That I'm willing to share, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, those look amazing. Cancer. Especially that
that's
peppermint
fantastic.
One.
Oh, those are the best.
I know. Let's whisper like Joe Biden.
That's good. It's more dramatic if you whisper like Joe Biden. That's good. Who's next? Ethan's got something over there, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, that one's
for
me.
Those are from Kim.
You guys open them all at the same time. You should open them at the same time.
Yes, we should. Okay.
You'll see.
We dead,
kind
dead
of the same,
here.
But not the same.
Just open them, please.
I know.
All right, nice.
This is what we do at Christmas, and I'm just like, please, just open stuff. Why are we?
Somebody said everybody everywhere. Kids opening presents. Dads running around with a trash bag.
I got Star Wars socks.
Them.
Sweet. I know you probably have a million pairs
paper?
Of Star Wars socks.
What but I don't
Star
have
Star
these.
Wars socks.
But I don't have these socks.
But everyone has different socks.
Yes.
Mark can't get his box open.
I can't. It's taped shut. And I can't seem to get the thing open. Here, I'll work on it. Keep going.
And he's got
now everyone time. Just awkwardly stare at Mark.
Yep, thank you. Here we go. No, I got it. I got it.
I got camping sure. socks, which I have a feeling my wife
I'd
are
rather
steal.
Be camping.
Look at that. Sweet. Bourbon thank goes you. In. Wisdom comes out. I like it. Those are perfect.
I don't know if you guys wear socks like that,
barrels.
But I couldn't resist.
Well, in the winter when it gets colder, yeah. absolutely.
I felt those were fitting.
Thank you. They should fit.
Ethan,
very well.
I'm opening up mine for
go
me.
For
very
it.
Nice. Very nice. Thank you, guys.
This
very
is
thoughtful.
A spray paint of...
It
I
is.
Yes.
Thank you for that. That will go behind my new bar when I build it, just so you know, Ethan. Thank you for that. I do appreciate that.
It is...
What do you got, Carl?
The Mandalorian. No, it's Boba Fett. Who is also a Mandalorian.
But yeah, huh. exactly.
I'm showing this to the camera.
That was a good series. I don't know. I knew people that didn't enjoy that very much, Carl. And I don't know why. Isn't there a new one coming out?
It's going to be a movie.
It's a new movie.
It's going to be titled The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Yeah. Ah.
And Grogu. Skeleton Crew is also good on Disney Plus right now. It's for kids.
Is that Baby Yoda?
No.
No.
It's Baby Jedis.
It's like, oh. They
baby
said it's like the
so
Goonies.
Cute.
Yes. Kind of like the Goonies in
space. Ahsoka Tano.
What's Ahsoka Tano?
Ahsoka Tano is a Star Wars character, and this is a Funko Pop.
Ah. A what?
A Funko Pop.
Funko Pop.
A what? Yeah, I'm sorry. Still not clear on that.
You've never seen Funko little...
They make them of everything.
Okay.
Nope. Like, based on my reaction, I've definitely never heard of them nor seen
and people
them.
People are going, I can't believe she's never seen a Funko Pop.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
What people?
Funko Pop?
Yes, P-O-P. Yes,
Funko Pop. Right.
Yep.
We'll pie. Break out the fudge and the cookies and who knows, maybe the alcohol.
And then,
here,
yes,
guys.
I got
you.
Ethan Blue Hawaii Elvis Wine.
Look at that.
It's very blue.
It's blue.
That is from the Hallmark Channel collection, by the way.
Okay.
Sweet.
I get it. All right. Well, Carl, now you have something to entertain yourself with on the way to Florida
yes.
tonight. You're going to make Nicole do most of the early driving?
I'm making her do the first
am I supposed to open this?
Lap.
Ah.
Oh, wait. You have an open.
I
oh, you have another one?
I forgot to open Ethan's.
Ah, she's telling us to open everything, and
sorry.
She didn't open
I'm
everything.
Sorry. Oh, nice.
Sorry about that.
I love those. Yeah.
What is it, coasters?
Oh, coasters? Yeah, coasters.
Stacy made those for you.
Oh, she made. Yeah, that's right. You did say she made them. Very cool. Yeah. So I love that. The wives helped very much so in this.
Played a role.
I appreciate
we
that.
Wanted to
see,
make sure
wives
you were
know
taken care
what
of.
Women like.
That's yeah. right. That's right. Thank you to Nicole Middleman and Michelle and your lovely
and
wife.
Thanks to you guys.
Yeah.
All of you.
Yes,
exactly.
Thank you, Stacy.
Appreciate it. All right. We're going to be back in just a minute. Stay tuned. So, Carl, I finally get my bottle of whiskey fudge open, and I'm dying to try a bite. It took a while because it's like hermetically sealed.
Safe.
And then Carl says to me, don't put that in your mouth because you have to talk.
For the
so
next
now
6 minutes.
Now I can't eat it.
How rude.
For now.
I mean, Kim could just take over.
Yeah.
No, I want my cookie.
Everyone's
don't
eating.
Suggest something
yeah, we
like
do
that.
Have a nice box of cookies down here and all that good. That's the best thing about this. People bringing food in around the holidays. Outstanding. By the way, I did put up the video of our Kim and I both had a drone experience on Highway 40 this morning. The only unfortunate part about it is I'm driving while I'm doing it. Of course, I am paying attention to the road. But when I hit record on the video and tried to zoom in a little bit, it pixelated. But I swear I can see a tail on this thing. This was a helicopter.
Okay, it does look now, when I have watched your video a couple times, like it has a tail. But I'm telling you, when I saw it in person, and I was staring at it.
Yes.
It just did not seem like a helicopter. It seemed too small. You're going to say maybe it was too high. It seemed too small, and I didn't hear a peep. And I feel like, well, if it was a helicopter, I would have at least heard it.
But maybe not at that hour. I don't know. You had your windows closed and your radio on.
Yeah,
but
still hear it, I feel like.
The thing that struck me about it is the lights were different. Like, it wasn't a traditional lighting. It was like
green.
Maybe they had Christmas lights on it or something. I don't know. That's what caught my attention. I wasn't quite sure what we were dealing with. I don't think it was a drone.
Probably ET.
Tommy commented on Facebook. He could determine what it is with either a 223 or a 556, which
that'll do the trick.
Which, of course, also is an ammunition round. Yeah, you don't want to be shooting at something like that. That's the concern here. I think they brought up the possibility on these drones that these could be aircraft to discourage people from trying to shoot at them. But I think most people can tell the difference between could tell the difference before they opened fire as to whether or not it was a drone or an aircraft. I believe that. We haven't had a single incident that I've seen reported where people are shooting at these things. Have you?
No.
I mean, I love the meme that's going around with J.D. Vance parked there with an AR platform on his lap, looking up at the sky with his glasses on, and everybody's using it like he's looking for drones, but I don't know of anybody that's actually shot one down.
One in Jersey fell down, but that fell down on its own.
And they never did tell us what it was.
No.
Right.
Not.
It's like it's top secret or something. So I don't know.
That's even more sketchy. Why would you not tell us what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm with you. You know, when you got people like Shannon Bream saying they're not quite buying it either. I mean, she's been in the media a long time. She's been in the media in Washington, D.C. And she's kind of questioning why they won't tell anybody what this stuff is.
They tried to tell people it was stars. That was what Shannon brought up. That's insulting to sit there and say, you're just looking at stars. We're not idiots. We know those are not stars.
A politician put up and said, look at these. And someone said, that's Orion. Because it was, he actually took a picture of the belt of Orion.
Well, I mean, here's the other thing. When I first came to St. Louis to visit my then girlfriend's parents way back in 1993 or 92 or in the late 92 or 93, one of the things that she wanted to do was take me out to the end of the runway there at Lambert, where you could park in that parking lot. You should be able to watch. Yeah, and watch the planes come in and out. People aren't stupid. They know what airplanes look like, particularly on the East Coast. They've had planes in and out of airports and things buzzing around for 50 years, 60 years. They know exactly what it is. And it's just insulting to your intelligence to suggest that suddenly you're not seeing what you think you're seeing. Something small, lights on four corners, directly over your head. You know it's not an aircraft. You know it's not a helicopter because it's got to be something else. And I think it's just got to be some national security issue that they don't want to, they just don't want to tell us about. Maybe they don't want to scare us.
Well, we posted that video to Instagram, the 97.1 FM Talk Instagram page, with our thoughts on what we think the drones could really be.
Yeah,
so
that's
go
true.
Go see it.
Like,
yeah.
Go watch.
Go check that out for sure, and you can get a little bit better idea of what's going on here. So I do have to say, did you hear, Kim, that out in San Francisco, they have appointed somebody to be the a DEI czar to protect people from feeling bad if they're fat?
Fat shaming?
Basically.
Okay.
To make sure that nobody within government in San Francisco is fat shaming anyone, even accidentally. There's this person named Virgie Tover. Have you heard of Virgie Tover?
I have not.
I would encourage you to Google Virgie Tover. because I've got some sound from Virgie this morning. Virgie is the San Francisco fat positive expert that they've hired to work for the health department. Oh. And, you know, I mean, I don't make fun of people for their weight all the time. I mean, I don't. I may have said a thing or two about Chris Christie over the years. I'll admit to that. Maybe J.B. Pritzker not being able to push away from the buffet table. I probably made some offhanded jokes about that. But most of those were just politically motivated because I don't like those individuals. But this person is now instilled in government to make sure that you don't end up with any problems, because I've never heard of this before. Have you ever heard of a cake-related fat-phobic incident?
I have not.
So there is a thing called a cake-related fat-phobic incident. And this is when, according to the Cake Czar, you go to an event that's mostly attended by other women, and suddenly whoever's cutting the cake is being pressured to make smaller slices. And that makes other people feel bad.
A cake-related fat-phobic incident, or CRFI, is that moment when it's time to eat delicious cake and it's interrupted by a moralizing impulse. Inevitably, there's always someone at the party who has to declare publicly that their slice is too large and that the person who's cutting the cake, almost invariably a woman, must do some disproportionate amount of labor in order to accommodate their need to feel superior. Let's take a look.
They're paying her a government salary to make sure there's no weight-related bias going on in San Francisco government. I'm not making this up.
Let's take a step back and view what's happening through a critical feminist lens. CRFIs typically happen in environments where there are primarily or exclusively women. Women are disproportionately negatively affected by diet culture.
Just so you know.
I have so many questions about this. Somebody commented saying you have a right to remain fat, but that doesn't mean it's healthy.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just didn't know government needed to employ somebody
like
that.
Yeah, they don't. They do not need to do that.
Ban forks. I just say it.
Let's just throw spoons
just
in there, too.
Just a thought.
Don't use any utensils.
Some forks.
They're all guilty.
All right. Have a great Thursday. Brian Kilmeade is coming up next. Annie and Mark in a little later. We'll see you back here Friday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.